Jack Russell Dog Detective, The Sausage Situation. Written by Daryl and Sally Odgers and read by Alan King. The sausage situation began on a day when crime was a long way from my mind. I was thinking of something very important. Jill Russell's people had invited me to spend a few days at their place. When Sarge came out to the porch, I did the poor thing. I was telling Sarge it was time to go to Jill Russell's.
"You're not coming with me today, Jack," said Sarge. "I'm going to the school to give a talk on road safety."
I rolled my eyes. Jack's facts. All dogs know exactly how to make their people feel guilty. Nice dogs do this only when their people deserve it. I am a nice dog. This is a fact.
"Sorry, Jack."
Sarge patted my head. I sighed. Then I wagged my tail 5 times to show I forgave him. After Sarge had gone, I settled to wait. After quite a while, I saw 2 paws poking through a hole under the hedge. "Who goes there?" I demanded. The paws paused. "I know it's you, Foxy," I said. "Why are you sneaking about?" Foxy ignored that. He came up onto my porch.
"Auntie Tidge is cleaning the freezer in the kitchen. She sent me out. Let's go and visit Jill Russell."
"We can't go today, and you're not invited anyway," I said. Foxy sulked.
"Auntie Tidge planted some lettuces. Let's dig them up."
"That's no fun," I said. "You can't play with lettuce. You get grit in your teeth."
"You can always..."
Foxy stopped suddenly and sniffed the air. "What is it?" I asked. Foxy sniffed harder and started to drool. He had scented something. I quickly made a nose map. Jack's map. 1. My empty dinner bowl. 2. Foxy. 3. A van. 4. Auntie Tidge. 5. Strange man. 6. Sausages.
"Sausages!" said Foxy.
He jumped up and scooted back to his own yard.